You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Should you just give up? Nope. Our meditation from 2 Corinthians 4:16 to 18 encourages us to never, ever give up. Well, just to note, our reflection may be too close to home for some of us, and it might be hard for us to process. Nonetheless, I would like to speak about the hope and strength that this passage gives us. We do not lose heart. This is another encouragement of Paul in his discourse on resurrection. The Greek word used in this phrase actually means not to faint or not to give into inner weariness. That's why in other translations, you'll read it as we do not give up. And this is not just having a positive thinking as if everything is all in the mind. When Paul says do not lose heart, he's saying you will suffer, you will experience grave weakness, you will be afflicted by pain. There's no denying that. But it is possible for us, for our hearts, for what's inside of us, to not be overcome by these. We are jars of clay. I really like this imagery that Paul used in verse 7 because it really captures the fragility of our life. Indeed, because of our human weakness, outwardly, we are wasting away. With what's going on around the world, we are confronted by the reality that no one, really no one, is invincible. Young and old, healthy or not, rich or poor, we are all susceptible. If you think about it, it is really sobering. But Paul gives us wisdom that the more we think about this reality, that we are mere jars, all the more that we will think about ourselves. And that can be very depressing and paralyzing. So instead, we are exhorted to fix our eyes on what is unseen, for the things that we do not see is eternal. So what is this unseen? This image of jars of clay is not complete if you fail to consider that the point is not actually about the jars, but about the treasure inside. Paul continues in verse 7, "So that we'll know that the transcendent power belongs to God and not to man. This treasure is God. The Spirit of Jesus living in us, the one that renews us day by day. When we look at this treasure, we are given hope because our eyes see resurrection and not just pointless end. We are given strength because what we see is refreshment of our souls beyond fear of death that only kills the body. We are given courage because we see the God who loves and He is loving the people we love more than we do. There's an eternal weight of glory that's nothing compared to all the troubles we experience here." So how do we respond to this? Of course, Paul is not saying be stupid because it's okay to die anyway. Neither is he saying that you shouldn't feel about your situation, trying to detach from your reality. Instead, may we ask for wisdom on how we care for these jars of clay so that we may be made worthy in keeping the treasure inside. And in due time, this treasure will renew our outward nature as He has been renewing our inner being. So suffer if we must, but let us suffer for and in the Lord, not forgetting that we are afflicted in every way but not crushed. Perplexed, but not driven to despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. I pray for all of us, for God's protection, for hope and strength, and for complete trust in the Lord's sovereign plan, especially in this time of crisis.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.